What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video of it's titled Woke Award Show Backfires After Only Men Are Nominated for New Gender Neutral Award. Go figure. Before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please check us out. Promopalace.biz, one-stop shop for all marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service. All right, let's get into it. Gender-neutral movie award show backfires when only men get nominated. Go figure.
Over the past several years, there has been this hard push for equity in the entertainment business when it comes to men and women. And of course, with the popularity of people who identify as non-binary or trans or this or that or whatever, that's not just straight man or woman, there was then a push to just get rid of gendered categories altogether. Why should there be a best actor or best actress? Why should there be a best male artist or best female artist? So the woke activists celebrated when you had announcements like this. Brit Awards 2022 to remove gendered categories. British and international male and female artist categories condensed into two non-gendered awards as four new genre categories added and Mo Gilligan announced as presenter. Yes, so progressive. No longer will we be separating these people based off of their gender.
Yes, you will.
Well, you better be careful what you wish for because you end up with headlines like this. Gender Neutral Brit Awards nominate only men for year's best artist. Isn't that strange?
Wow, go figure. Let's keep it moving.
Men dominate nominations in the top categories for this year's Brits as the Music Awards enter their second year without separate prizes for male and female artists, reports the British Times. And this is the article right here. Gender Neutral Brit Awards nominate all men for 2023's best artist. And, maybe you could argue with some of these people actually being described as just full male, but hey, who am I to argue with what they say? Men dominate nominations in the top categories for this year's Brits as the Music Awards enter their second year without separate prizes for male and female artists. The shortlist for Artist of the Year is all male, and four out of the five nominees for Album of the Year are men. This is the end result of just focusing completely on wokeness at all costs. It's no longer about equality, it's about equity. It's not fair that the best male Artist of the Year, the best male Actor of the Year, whatever you want to get into, it's not fair that that holds more power or validity than the best female artist. So you try to get rid of them all together.
Now we see why it does.
Get completely excluded from the entire list. What an absolute joke. Watching the left-wing feminists roll over to allow men to invade their hard-won gains in sports and entertainment, not to mention their private spaces, has really been something. Last year, the Brits abandoned its categories for male and female solo artists and international equivalents in favor of artist and international artist of the year.
Gosh.
Women dominated that year, and the big winner was Adele. I understand why this has changed, but I really love being a woman and a female artist. I'm really proud of us. Do you remember that? Do you remember that was last year when Adele won and she said, I'm happy that I'm a woman. I'm proud to be female. And I kind of am pushing against some of this absolute garbage. But now women, after pushing for this, now these woke activist women, don't have a single opportunity to win Artist of the Year. That's the way it goes. When you push for this kind of thing, that's what you end up with. Don't be surprised when this becomes the norm for the Oscars, for the Golden Globes, for all these things. They'll start going completely gender neutral there as well, and then something will happen that they don't like, and they'll just claim that it's not fair, that they're not being represented. There's always something else to complain about. When your focus is this progressive identity politics narrative, it will never be enough. You'll never be on the equal playing field that you want to, as long as you don't get the outcome that you actually want. Because it's not about equality, it's not about equity, it's just about them not having the results that they actually want. Let me know your thoughts about this in the comments below. Yeah, go non-gendered category, and then all
right, let me chime in. One point I like that he made is it's women that push for this. It's women that try to push for this gender neutral stuff. It'd be the same results in sports. Like if you tried to put all the, like, say you take the WNBA and NBA awards and combine them, all the men are women. There's no woman that's going to outdo the best man in awards. And if they did, they definitely didn't earn that award. I personally think that there's a lot of better male actors out there than female actors. Female actors, to me, are better for drama, maybe comedy, horror. But a problem with a lot of females, they get into a lot of these action movies where it's already not believable when John Wick is beating the shit out of everybody in the movie. Now we want to have a 5'2" female doing the same damn thing. And that's 2 inches smaller than me, you know? This is what you get. I mean, if you look at all the top actors, take out, you know, male and female, combine them, male and female. You look at all the top actors, I mean, males are dominating. You know, the Denzels, the Samuels, the Vin Diesels, the Rocks, Tom Cruises of the world. These guys are dominating, man. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt. I mean, I'm not saying there's no good female actors. They just don't dominate the same. Like, their movies, I don't be like rushing to go watch a movie that females are the front runner, especially if it's an action movie, you know? I mean, I'm just sorry. Like, males are dominating that space. You combine it, you made it unfair. That's the thing. You think you're making it fair for everyone, but now you're just making it an unfair playing field when you combine these things together. Because, like, I'm sorry, men and women are apples and oranges. That's what it's like comparing. You know, let's do weightlifting. You're not going to have, if you combine men and female weightlifting, no woman's going to win. You combine men and female soccer, gender neutral, like awards, whatever, no woman's going to win unless they're winning, like, some, you know, humanitarian award or something. You know, they're not going to win best soccer player or best team, or because that it's separated for a reason. It's been separated for a reason because females can't always compete in male spaces. They can't compete in professional sports. I don't know that they compete in acting because, I mean, I don't know no female that's doing what Denzel's doing or Samuel Jackson's doing or Leonardo. I don't know none that are acting to that extreme. Like, these guys, like, grow these beards and they lose all this weight or gain weight. Like, you know, most women are just looking good as shit in movies and just acting. Men go through all these extra extremes that I don't see a lot of females go through, like body transformations and things of that nature. I don't see a ton of females going through that. Yeah, but this is what you get, you know? You asked for it, you wanted gender neutral award show, and you got a gender neutral award show, and men dominated because, I mean, like I said, I just think that's just a lot better male actors out there than females when you combine them, you know? That's just me. That's just my opinion. You can call me sexist, but yeah, it'd be the same thing in sports, same thing in MMA, boxing, whatever you want to, you know, try to do it. It'd be the same thing in house building, you know, bricklaying. There's a lot of different fields that women just ain't competing in. I don't see too many female mechanics. Let's have a mechanic award show. I guarantee men are dominating. You know, so yeah, I think it's funny. You get what you ask for. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.